Yes, indeed. At his appointed hour, Jason Stark, our Major League Baseball insider, joins us here in the program. He's brought to you by my friends at James B. Nutter & Company. They are your hometown lender, been helping people refinance or buy new homes for 66 years. They helped me when I called about getting a cash out on my mortgage to a remodel, showed me all kinds of different options. Hey, here, if you want to add on to your house, here's how you do it. Still lowered my monthly house payments. Let's make it easy for you, folks. Just call James B. Nutter, 816-531-2345. That's 816-531-2345, whether you're looking to buy or refinance at a low cost without any hidden or extra fees. James B. Nutter is the place to go. JBNutter.com. Mr. Stark, sir, you join us right now on our Sprint guest line. How are you, Jason?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Well, a lot. The Cleveland Indians. Let's start with the Cleveland Indians. I know you've been blogging about them. First of all, how do people get a look at what you've been blogging about the Cleveland Indians?
They can find it on my Facebook page. I just linked to it on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Jason with a Y, so J-A-Y-S-O-N-S-T. Has a link right to it. I couldn't help myself. People kept hitting me up on this saying, are you ever going to weigh in on the Indian streak? So I did. Couldn't help it. You want me to start spewing out my...
Yes, I was just going to say, so I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more that is there on the blog that you know, people want to go check it out. But at least give me what is the biggest meat of the story.
What's the biggest meat of the story? There's a lot of it. The Indians have trailed for four innings in 3 weeks.
Good Lord.
And never at any point for more than two innings in a row. Think about that, man. And then there's this. They've given up 32 runs in the entire streak in 3 weeks. And the Astros, I think some people probably still pick them to win the World Series, right? The Astros just gave up 32 runs in like 48 hours over the weekend in Oakland. This is just crazy. I mean, I could keep going. There's lots of fun comparisons of the Indians to, say, the Browns, to LeBron. Lots of great stuff. 100 plus 100 run differential in one winning streak, plus 100 in 3 weeks. It's just amazing. There's lots of great perspective and quips, and you'll get a kick out of it, man.
Yeah, it is. It's good stuff, and I saw a little bit of it, and I loved it. I was looking at it here during the break, and it is great stuff, and the Indians are what? I mean, they're definitively the team to beat now, right? With the Dodgers implosion going on at the same time?
I think that's safe to say. I talked in the last week to executives of two teams that have gotten chewed up by them in this streak, and they both told me before this started getting epic, that's the best team in baseball. They're better than the Astros. They're better than the Dodgers. I mean, we could have a fun argument about whether they're better than the Nationals if both teams ever get healthy, but just the numbers tell the tale. That's the best rotation in the league. It's the best bullpen in the league. It's a top three or four offense in the league. I mean, they've got a 950 team OPS during this streak, and there's some perspective on that in that post. What don't they do? At this point, find a hole in this team and just recognize that Jason Kipnis isn't playing, Michael Brantley isn't playing, Andrew Miller isn't pitching. So there's upside over this, one of the great streaks we've ever seen.
I saw a stat that you mentioned, the 100 runs margin in this streak. The first team to do that since the 1939 Yankees, which is my choice for the greatest team in the history of baseball when you look at a plus 400 run differential.
Right. It was
80 years.
It was the first 100 plus 100 run differential in a span of 19 games since the 1939 Yankees. But it's the first, best I could tell, it's the first plus 100 run differential in a winning streak of any length since the 1894 Baltimore Orioles. Wee Willie Keeler played on that team.
He wasn't a big guy either, by the way. I don't know if you know that. I don't know if you picked up on that.
Amazingly, 6'5".
Yes. A historically accurate nickname, you're saying?
Yeah, one of those, Mordecai Three-Finger Brown, apparently. Six fingers, one hand. Don't know why they call him Three-Finger.
Weird.
But one of those just weird things.
We had three thumbs on that.
So not a historically accurate nickname.
No, I'm sure it was. Just like the names of them. How many guys were Fatty? Well, let's see. What kind of feature does he have that he can't help? Well, let's call him Three Finger. Oh, geez, that's super. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for your support. It's a little different now. Now we just add a Y to everybody's name, right?
Or an er.
Or we lose the Y.
Yeah, if they have one.
Or lose the er. Tucker becomes Tuck. Sweeney becomes Sween.
Become Tucker.
Yes, that's how it all. That's we've reverse engineered how the how it works.
It's a tough.
Don't forget the initials thing too. That's always a good one. Like, I think what you're getting at is like there's no nicknames anymore. Like, say, Penitentiary Face.
Yes, there was a Penitentiary Face.
Jeffrey Leonard.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. Yes,
that's not even an 1985. It's 1985.
I'm quite confident you'd be in some trouble if you deemed a guy penitentiary face these days.
Correct.
That's
an actual nickname. I didn't say it was historically correct. Now,
no, it's just what you said. One flap down too. All right. So on the Indians, though, they are taking on a little bit of water. They lose Bradley Zimmer, who's just been brilliant. As an outfielder for them, of course, the brother of Kyle Zimmer. If Royals fans didn't know, let me rub some pain on that wound, some salt in that wound. Add to your pain, I guess I should have said.
Pile on, man.
Yeah, but Zimmer now down. They're talking about Jason Kipnis going out to the outfield. I mean, I'd be a little bit concerned if I'm the Indians that you're coming down the stretch. And is this a sign that they were, caring too much about the streak and should have been now that their division's wrapped up? Should have been putting more guys on ice, or no? Is the one seed against the Astros really worth all that?
You really think that's what it says? I mean, you shouldn't. You know, like with 3 weeks to go in the season, you don't think you should put your team on the field? What are you going to do? Put them in?
No, I'm
storage?
I asked a question.
Vacation?
I asked a question. Your insecurity is again. Led you to assert that I'm making a statement. I posed the question, Jason.
Well, it seemed like you were getting at something. Pardon me for assuming that you had a point.
No point. Just random questions I'm lobbing your way.
They're banged up. I made that point. All right, they lose Bradley Zimmer. It is a loss. It's a drop-off to Austin Jackson or Jason Kipnis or... like Greg Allen, whoever they run out there, it's definitely a drop-off. But as I mentioned, they're going to get Jason Kipnis back, and they're going to get Michael Brantley back, and I think they're going to get Andrew Miller back. And so they've got – I mean, they're probably going to be winners on the health run. Well, unless they keep losing guys.
Maybe, but Jose Ramirez left the game in the sixth inning yesterday. Now, listen, I know you can't put these guys –
one of the strangest injuries you'll ever see, too, right? Yeah.
No, I did not see it.
He was pitch comes in high and tight, and he's lunging out of the way so dramatically that he actually loses control of the bat. The bat flies in the air. The ball hits the bat and ricochets onto his hand, and that's how he gets hurt. But I mean, I'm guessing this is a bruise, and a team that is already wrapped up in the division, in the words of some people on this program, can afford to wait this one out, assuming it's not fractured.
Wait a minute. Are you asserting the division is not wrapped up?
No, it's wrapped up. I'm just quoting.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. I didn't know where you stand.
Just paying tribute to the host.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
I won't let that.
That
happen again.
No, but I mean, listen, if Jason Kipnis is running around center field – like, we think that's a good idea?
Yeah. I mean, we don't know. we really don't know whether he can and where that's going to lead. But I guess they're just seeing whether it's an option. And They're allowed to do that. Why not?
Okay.
Probably have better options, but it's a chance. You know, flexibility is where it's at in baseball these days. Everybody's turning into Ben Zobrist, so why not Jason Kipnis?
Well, and throw in the fact that Danny Salazar now goes to the bullpen. I know they've got, you know, I know Clevenger's, you know, doing well, but that means Josh Tomlin. And is he going to be in the playoff rotation? No. Has he pitched better than his ERA? Yes. But you know, I'm just curious because last year, you know, miraculously they made it to the World Series, and then miraculously they were in position to actually win it. But they had the feeling of a team that was just breaking down, coming down the stretch, and it kind of feels the same way, doesn't it? Now, if the results are the same, we'll be like, hey, good, let's get these August, September injuries going, because that's the sign of the Indians really taking off. But, you know, because again, the Dodgers had it in the bag 6 weeks ago, eight weeks ago, and then it looks real different from their vantage point. I just didn't know if, you know, can we see over the horizon and say, yeah, it's going great, but this is a team that peaked too early, really needed the World Series to be played in September and not October.
You know, the marathon is going to take its toll. I do think that they have the luxury of taking their foot off the gas to some extent to try to get healthy, but you've got to play the games. The powers that be require that you play all 162 of them, and that's what they're doing. I just don't know of any way that you can avoid injury no matter how many games you are ahead. You can make an argument that the Dodgers' problems began when they assumed they were so far ahead they could basically put their whole rotation on the disabled list and give them some rest. It hasn't worked out real well.
So where are they now in your mind?
I think we talked about it a few weeks back, even when they were hot. And I think I told you then I would have taken the field. Now you'd really like the field. I'm really trying to comprehend this, right? That they're a 1-0 win by Clayton Kershaw over the worst offense in the league, the Padres, away from a 17-game losing streak when they were 55 games over 500. They went 65-16, and now they're 1-16. I mean, you'd think that would be impossible. So there's got to be some return to the norm somewhere along the line. But do they have issues? They've got issues. Their rotation has something like a 6 ERA in the streak, averaging barely over 4 innings a start. Yu Darvish has now thrown 3 clunkers out there in a row since he came off the DL. The setup crew to get them to Kenley Jansen, I think the word for that would be shaky. And now they can't score. You know, you'd love to talk about this. Are they a team built for the marathon or a team built for October? I mean, if ever there was a team built for the marathon, it was this team with all its depth and interchangeable parts. But is that how you win the World Series? You may answer that question.
The answer is usually no. I mean, it's your 1, 2, and 3 starter. It's your top 3 or 4 bullpen guys. And then it's the ability to get the bat on the ball on swing and miss guys, because that's what's being thrown at you in the postseason. So who is the favorite now? I mean, once they get there, it's not going to matter. Once we get through the wild card game, we'll get our final 4 teams. But, you know, let's talk about the division leaders, and the Cubs still got work to do to win the division. If the Dodgers don't win another game, the Diamondbacks will eventually catch them. I don't think that's going to happen, but with a 9-game margin right now. But if the Diamondbacks...
I just wondered if any team's ever led by 21 and then won by single digits.
I thought I was talking to the guy who would know.
I can't research everything in one day. I did look into teams that, you know, whether this was the fastest any team ever lost 10 games off its lead, and I looked at all the famous choking teams in history and couldn't find one that lost 10 games in the standings off a lead of any significance that quick. Couldn't find any. Name any of them, the 69 Cubs or the 73 Cubs or the 64 Phillies or the 07 Mets. I mean, I went through the 95 Angels, went through a million of them. Couldn't find anybody that did this, because you had a situation where for a week and a half, the Dodgers never won, and the second-place team never lost. It's amazing.
If you want to throw the Cardinals or Brewers into this mix, fine, but the Diamondbacks and Rockies look pretty solid to be the wild cards. The Diamondbacks definitely look like they're 99.9% right now.
The Diamondbacks are going to get in.
The Rockies are 87% right now.
I don't think that race is as over as it looked 2 months ago.
Right. No, I agree.
But, I mean, if you say, all right, look, I think your question somewhere back in there was, who's the favorite in the National League?
Yeah.
How can it not be the Nationals?
That's what that was my pick before the season. I just wanted to hear you jump on my bandwagon.
That's what I was doing?
that's how I'm going to choose to view it,
Jason. Want me to reconsider now? I think we agree on this one.
Yeah.
Now that they have fixed the bullpen.
And that was going to be my question. Is it fixed? Is it really fixed well enough? Is that good enough, you know, to where you say, okay. I mean, you don't have to have the best bullpen, but you got to have, the ability to close it out. I mean, I do think that's a big part of it. And do you think now when they roll out there, you know, Madsen, Doolittle, and,
Kinsler.
Yes, Kinsler. Thank you. Do you think that's good enough to be at least three lights out innings?
You know, the problem with trying to do this is that the standard in Kansas City would be the 2014 Royals, right? If you want if that's the standard for what's a great October bullpen, this bullpen isn't anywhere near as good as that. But I mean, Sean Doolittle's really good when healthy, and he seems to be healthy. Ryan Matson's been excellent and can close. And Brandon Kinsler does it a little different, but the ball's almost never in the air. And one thing about those ground balls are in, they tend not to leave the park. So when you translate this into the environment of October, and the context is a rotation, one of the rare rotations that can go deep in games and dominate, I think this is enough. You know, you almost never ask your bullpen to pitch more than 2 days in a row in October. And when your rotation starts with Scherzer, Strasburg, Gio, and Trent, Tanner Roark's pretty damn good. This is not a situation like what we saw with the Indians last year where you're asking the bullpens to get 12, 13, 14 outs a day.
No,
the bullpen only has to get 7 or 8 or 9 outs in October. Is good enough to do that.
Well, and that's the thing, is their rotation is definitively better than those 14-15 Royals rotation. And my next point was going to be that 1-2-3, the guys you're really going to see in Roark will be the guy that you get the day that, you know, if you get into that 7-game series and you got the 3 games in a row in that middle part, that's where he will pop up in all likelihood. Then, yeah, that's significantly better than what the Royals had. And it's definitely 1-2-3, the best, right? I mean, and look, it doesn't matter what they did during the regular season. Max Scherzer's postseason career tells us that. So it's going to be who's on that day. But just looking at it, the way they limit base runners and the way they have the swing and miss ability, it's not even close, is it?
I mean, I think we'd be looking at comparing Scherzer, Strasburg, Gio, Roark with
Kershaw,
Kluber, Carrasco,
sure,
Clevinger, Bauer.
Yeah,
those would be the two.
I mean, you could. I mean, the Dodger name value, if somehow they all realized, got back to being the best of who they are, the Dodger name value can get in there and hunt. Does McCullers
healthy,
and
so you're talking healthy Kershaw. Vintage Darvish, Rich Hill with no blister issues.
Yeah, and, I mean, there's a lot of ifs.
Right, Alex Wood when the 14-1 version of Alex Wood. Right, I mean, how can you argue that any of those guys are that guy right now? Strasburg, he's pitching as well as we have ever seen him pitch. I think Dusty should back off on his innings. Because when he's not perfect, when he doesn't feel great, you don't get this guy. So that's important. Still a little nervous about Scherzer and his back/neck issue, whatever it is. Seems like it's been cranky and persisted. So you got to watch that. We've seen Gio be a totally different, walk-prone, hard-to-watch version of himself, but we have seen less of that guy this year than we ever have. And as I said, Tanner Roark is awfully good at least a couple times through the lineup. If you're going to do your rankings of the rotations 1 to 10, they'd be one. They have to be one.
If healthy, though, Keuchel, Verlander, McCullers is better than the 14-15 Royals, and Giles, Harris, Clippard, right. Davinsky, Gregerson, if they're going, I mean that does start to kind of look Royals-esque. With those guys, if they're all firing.
Yeah, I think there's a scenario where the Astros' starters pitch a lot better than what you're seeing right now. They're still grinding. I think A.J. Hinch will back off on the whole group as they head toward October, and that they have a chance to be better than people think, but they just gave up 41 runs to the A's in a four-game series over the weekend. 41. And Keuchel blew up. McCullers, he's only made one start since June, so we don't know exactly what he is. Giles blew a save in that series. He can be really good. He can be Craig Kimbrell-esque, but he can lose the strike zone, and he can throw a lot of straight hittable fastballs up there. So I don't think they're as good as the national staff, even when they're at their best.
Are we headed towards Indians Astros, though, for sure in the American League, or do you think the Red Sox or Yankees will have something to say about it?
Who's going to be the number one seed? You would have thought the Astros for sure once. Now the Indians have passed them.
Well, see, I don't buy
like
the Red Sox. Do you?
You don't like the Red Sox?
No, not from how they look playoff-wise, no.
Look, I don't. But would it shock you if they beat the Astros?
Well, it's playoff baseball.
Pitches twice and dominates that lineup. Then they've only got to win one more. Drew Pomeranz has been unbelievable. I can't trust Rick Porcello right now, but there's a scenario where they upset somebody. I don't like them to win the World Series, but they can win a round. Yankees can definitely win a round. They could beat anybody.
So then why aren't they beating the Red Sox if you're so more definitive on them? What's been the holdup on them getting by them?
It's a completely different team now since the deadline. And right after the deadline, they got all out of whack. And now they look a lot better. Aaron Judge is starting to hit again. I mean, think of what they've done in the second half.
He's hitting
like 170 in the second half.
Okay, put him through the wild card game, right, or give him the division, either way. Over-under on home runs from Aaron Judge in the postseason.
How many games is he going to play?
That's part of the three. I'd put it at a half.
Would you?
Yeah.
Because he'll never get a fastball to hit in the entire postseason.
Look at us. Let's take a look. Curtis, real quick, pull up Aaron Judge's home run log for this year. And let's see how many guys. And I won't even do the, which would be obviously cherry picking and look real good, like just the teams that look like they're going to be playoff teams. So just anybody who would be
home run log.
Yes, home run log. Just start rattling off the names of the guys who have given up his home runs. I have not looked at this, by the way. You're going to have to trust me because it would have been great if I did and knew what was coming. But, I mean,
he hit a home run off Chris Sale like a week ago.
Okay, well,
right.
Most of the times you see these 40-some-odd home run guys, you go down through the names and you're like, puss, crap, middle relief, puss. You know, you don't go. It doesn't go Kershaw, Strasburg, Scherzer. That's not how it goes. So let's just real quick
start with one.
The game. Here we go. Just start reading names.
All right. Matt Andreese. Jake Odorizzi. Edinson Volquez. Jose De Leon.
No.
Michael Givens.
Mm-mm.
Alex Cobb.
He could.
Rasmo Ramirez.
No.
Derek Holland.
No.
Dylan Covey.
No.
Antonio Bastardo.
No.
Rick Porcello.
He probably will for the Red Sox, but he shouldn't.
Kevin Gausman twice. Jason Aquino.
Just speed it up.
Matt Latos. Jason Grilli. Marcus Stroman. Mike Fiers. Matt Andreese. Andrew Triggs. Dylan Bundy. Francisco Liriano. Chris Tillman. Logan Verrett. Jimmy Yacobonis. Bud Norris, Sean Manaea, Parker Bridwell, Jesse Chavez, Austin Bibbins-Dirks, Jake Patricia, J.A. Happ, Marco Estrada, Josh Hader, Andrew Moore, Steve Cishek, Austin Pruitt, Michael Fulmer, Mike Clevenger, Rafael Montero, Robert Gesselman.
Tell me when you get to the home run derby date, too, because I want to hear from the derby
on. I'm past that.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
okay.
we're into his last five. Addison Reed, Kevin Gausman, Nick Martinez, Yohander Mendez.
It's better than I thought it would be.
Because he didn't get Chris Sale in that game against the Red Sox. Okay.
Yeah, so stop lying to make your point, Jason. Let's deal with the facts. No, it's actually better than I thought.
Was that a fake news accusation?
I try to avoid politics.
I wasn't really fighting you on this, but the idea that he's never going to hit a home run.
No, not never.
Because of the names on your list. It's not necessarily true. It's not all, you know, it's not all retreads on that list.
No, it's not. It's better.
A word that would be acceptable.
It's better than I thought. Having heard the list, I would now amend my over-under total on Aaron Judge to 1.5.
Okay, let's look at the Yankees another way then. All right, Luis Severino wins the wild card game, and then they've got
Sonny Gray
and Tanaka pitching a lot better, and CeCe Sabathia to at least get through the lineup a couple times, and they can find somebody to pitch that fourth game if they need to. Jaime Garcia is still in town. Not that he's done anything.
The bullpen's scary when you get back there, but
really good. Exactly.
I just think the bat is going to be taken out of the hands of a lot of their power. That's what usually happens. I'll stand by that.
Then
can they play station-to-station baseball? Can they go first to third, second to home? Can they get a hit with two outs and a man on third base? And I'll tell you, that's not really what they do. The pitching looks fine. That looks like that'll hunt.
And that's not how you win in October?
No, I mean, I don't think the bats look like how they win. The bats look more like the 90s Indians that always came up short. Now, they won some series, don't get me wrong.
You're aware they're second in the league in runs scored, right?
Regular season runs scored, you bet. Yes, they are. They absolutely are. And where are they in home runs?
Let me see here. They appear to be fourth.
Okay. That's nice. Jeez, I thought they would have been a little bit higher than that. Okay. Maybe they're a little better than I thought. I'm curious when the last time a team that was really high in home runs won the World Series, but maybe I'll do some work on that, and we'll discuss that next time. How's that sound?
The last time the Yankees won the World Series, they led the major leagues in home runs.
But that doesn't help my case now.
You didn't ask me that.
That was a whole
number that helped your case. You asked me where did the teams ever win the World Series if they lead the league at home runs.
It was an entirely different.
The Yankees just did.
Entirely different era of baseball. Entirely different era.
Everybody hits home runs now, so it was more significant then than it is now.
But don't you think that the home runs are going to go away in the postseason? Yes, they always do.
You never see home runs at this rate in the postseason.
Thank you. So how do you score when you don't get the home run?
Home runs are going to go away. There won't be a single home run hit in the postseason.
Not by Aaron Judge.
None?
Well, I kind of like that.
Okay,
half.
All he's got to do is hit more than a half of the homer, I would win this wager.
I do want to
wager.
He
gets out homered by Didi Gregorius in the postseason.
Okay, listen. If we're going to take it, just right now this postseason, not what I originally said, which was let's assume them by the wild card. If you want to take that, yes, this postseason, and if they don't make it, you lose, and they lose the wild card game, and he doesn't hit a homer, you lose. And you want to go with a half, you get one or more, and I get zero? Yes, I'll make that wager with you right now.
Okay, I'm really not sure what you just said, but what are the stakes? I'm not allowed to sleep at your house if the Royals win the World Series?
No, we'll put it this.
The opening tends to go every week.
It's a half run, no matter where the Yankees are, who they play, what they do. One half run is the over-under number for Aaron Judge home runs this postseason. And okay. I will take the under, and you get the over.
All right.
You
like
in?
I'm totally in.
Okay. That's good. Come on, Yankees. Fall apart. Fall apart. Don't make the playoffs. This gives me a reason to root against the Yankees. I love it. It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Our great baseball insider, Jason Stark, is with us. He is our Major League Baseball Insider. Time for our Final Four. It's brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. You waited for it. Now it's here. This year's Holiday Millionaire Raffle is underway. Tickets sell for $20 each are available right now at your favorite lottery retailer. Callers 8 and 10 get some tickets from us here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. Number one, who you got, Eagles or Chiefs on Sunday?
I'm all over the Chiefs. You know, Kareem Hunt's on my fantasy team.
Awesome. Well
done. How many points he scored for me last week? Zero.
Oh, you had him on the bench.
I didn't.
I played Christian McCaffrey instead.
Oh, that's a disaster. McCaffrey's going to suck.
That'll never happen again.
This just in. Name the last.
Seth Joyner called him a generational running back yesterday on the radio.
Well, Seth Joyner. Christian McCaffrey or Kareem Hunt?
No, Kareem.
Okay, I was going to say. Christian McCaffrey would be. He'd be the first white scat back that was warranted going in the first round ever, all time, ever.
Tommy McDonald.
I researched that and get back to me.
Yeah. All right. Where do you stand on our poll? Curtis, our poll is this. You got to vote on one of these three choices. Go for it.
What is your response to Marcus Peters not standing for the national anthem? I support him. I do not support him. I don't care.
You have to choose one of those three because that's what our listeners are.
No, it's none of the above.
One of the three.
I don't
play the game.
Here, all right. I don't support him for this reason. This protest is distracting from the issue that inspired it. It is not. The
well
debate
said.
Is about something totally different from the point that was originally being made. That's my problem with it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like that. That's well said. So we'll put you down. Don't. Because I mean, again, we said there are flaws in having only three choices.
Yeah.
Right. This is not the end all be all defining. This is what the public thinks.
There's a reason why political polls have like 18 questions and
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
two
what's
answers
winning?
For each one. Yeah.
Right. All right.
What's winning the poll right now?
I don't care. Has 50%. I do not support him. 34, and I support him. 16.
That's that bad, right?
Yeah. Did you win your fantasy game, yes or no?
I'm gonna say that I did the worst coaching job of any coach in fantasy football history. My bench scored 129 points. My starters scored 53. That's hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go 1-3 in four different pillow fights where I believe I had the lowest score, one of the two lowest scores in, and was playing teams that had one of the two lowest scores in all four leagues. And I think I'm going to steal one win when it's all said and done. Awful. I was a disaster. Your favorite U2 song? U2's playing tonight at Arrowhead, by the way, Jason. What's your favorite U2 song?